Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome, everybody, to a special edition of All In with Art Stapleton, a New York Giants podcast brought to you by NorthJersey.com and The Record. I'm your host, Art Stapleton, and boy, it has been a busy week for the New York Giants, and we're going to get to all of that with Joe Ruback, license plate guy. We're going to talk about the Sexy Dexy game on Saturday. We got the schedule release, Giants going to Germany, Hard Knocks, and then the big one, the jersey reveal. At least we're presuming it's a jersey reveal that's coming up very soon. So let's get to that. I'm going to bring in Joe. And Joe, good morning.
Good morning.
10 o'clock. We're waiting for the Giants to post their video. And our producer extraordinaire, Paul Wood, also a Giants fan and a season ticket holder, represent his tailgate. Paul is going to put that video up as soon as we see it. And I have not seen it. Joe, knowing you, you've seen it for 3 weeks, but the Giants have started to put it up. So, Paul, Joe and I are going to react for the first time. Let's go to the Giants. All right, here we go. Here is the reveal video, Joe.
Maybe it's just black and gray. Okay, we're ready. Yep, we're already in the 30s. Giants are back.
All right. Patch.
Okay.
What was the sneak peek?
Yo, was that it right there, the red?
Very similar. Yep. There you go.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm sorry. I don't hate it.
You don't hate it.
I do not hate it.
Okay.
Look. I was. First of all, I'm in the minority. I love red. The whole thing about they don't win and this and that, man, takes me back to Manning and Shockey and the red. I like the red. I don't hate these jerseys. I'm sorry. I think the social media is gonna blow up, but I don't hate them.
Well, it's interesting because that is the actual jersey that was teased, like a month and a half ago.
Yeah, a long time ago. Yep.
Yeah, and one of the things is, I joked this morning that, if the Steelers can get away with dressing like bumblebees and they survived, the Giants will be okay, whatever they put out. They're trying to attach themselves to the 100th season, and I know some younger fans don't like that, but. From what I've learned, Joe, and you could speak to this too, the red is a big part of the Giants' history.
Yeah.
It's just in recent times that they've gone towards the big blue. So it's the idea that it's all blue and no red. So Century Red, they're calling it, the Giants. So
I'm for it. I like it.
Interesting.
It's definitely interesting. Look, many fans out there just don't understand that this is such a huge step for the New York Football Giants anyway, to be coming out. I know it's 100 year and they had to do something, but it's a huge step for an organization that's been fighting change for how many years anyway. They just don't cave into that kind of pressure. So change is very difficult for them. I kind of like these. I've always wanted them to bring red back anyway. So I'm kind of getting history and the red, and I don't hate it. Now, let me ask you something. I saw it in the video, in the picture.
Here we go. And Paul just popped up the photo that they created. You like it. I can tell your reaction. You love it.
I like it. I think they're nice. Now, hold on. Helmets as well?
Yeah, it looks like the helmets are different too. Remember this year, the league allowed them to have a third alternate helmet. That's league wide. That's not just the Giants.
Hey, is there another picture of the back? Is it going to have the player's name or like the video, just Giants on the back, which would be sick, but I'm sure it's the names.
Oh, on the back of the jerseys, you mean?
Yeah, I saw that it's one said Giants, one said Banks, if the video, was pretty quick, But right. if it's Giants on the back, all of it, that's sick.
Yeah, I think
it won't be. It won't be. But you know, I like it either way.
It is the name. Thanks to my wife Mary, we have the Giants. Giants.com has a picture, and Thibodeau has a Thibodeau jersey on.
Okay, that's, that's probably the right thing to do anyway. I'm just saying because you're selling a Thibodeau jersey. I mean, you could sell a Giants jersey. I'm just saying it's the right thing to do. All right, I am sorry. No, I'm not sorry. Not sorry. I like it, and I can't wait to when we're done here. We're going to jump on Twitter, and it's going to be an absolute dumpster fire, I guarantee you. But you could have put out the nicest jersey in the world, and it would have been that. That patch is sweet.
Yeah, Andrew Thomas right there. Yeah, Paul made the comment. It's like the Michigan Wolverines helmet.
I saw that. I like it. I'm sorry. I'm down with that, man.
The Red Sox adds to it, I think. Now, are the pants like a beige or are they gold?
I would assume they're like a goldish
they look
pant like back in the day.
Yeah, they look gold. Yeah, Andrew Thomas there. It's always interesting because you know fans love looking to see what players are involved in the the Stylers, Kayvon.
Okay, now hold up. Now I do have a tiny bit of an issue. I don't love the pants.
You don't love the pants?
I do not. I would have went white on the pant. Or I would have went blue for Big Blue, but I don't know how that would have looked with that jersey. I don't work for Polo. I don't work for, Yves Saint Laurent, whatever we're doing here. I don't work for Tommy Hill, but I'm down with the jersey. And again, I think I might stay off of Twitter for a little bit today.
Well, it says that it was a 1938 helmet.
So 1938. What's the jersey? 33?
The jersey is 1933. Yep. And then the pants are 1925. The pants and the socks are similar to what they wore in 25. So I do give the Giants credit for, Joe, you made the point, the idea of embracing the tradition, but also not wanting to rock the boat a little bit, by picking and choosing from different time periods back when they first started. I mean, you knew you had to create a helmet. They're going out there with helmets. I mean, as Bobby Carriquet, it's an interesting look. Look, it's not the Bumblebees. I tell you that much. I think the reaction is going to.
It's not going to be favorable, Art.
I think the reflection will be because people saw it.
Around. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I'm just telling you, I don't think it's going. That's a sweet patch. And I love the 8 championships.
Yeah, you said you love that.
Love that.
Here's the funny thing is that you and I talked about this. And again, we got a bunch of stuff to get to, so I don't want to spend too much time on the uniforms. That in and of itself, the picture of Daniel in the jersey is not going to make some segment of the fan base happy. So
I'm sorry. Wait, is that Daniel or is that Drake May? I don't know who is that.
Yeah. Well, if you put the helmet on, it's the JJ McCarthy, right?
See, now if the Giants were smart, they would have left their regular blue helmets and just made the red Guardian caps, and then you could pick and choose what you want to wear.
Right. Well,
right. Totally kidding.
The president of my fan club and the executive vice president of All In with Art Stapleton is my wife, and she is saying that the Twitter reaction is not good.
Look. That is strictly a product. This is just me. Strictly a product of where your football team is in life. If the Giants were a winning football team and they came out with this, people were like, whatever, we'll still kick your ass. But right. when you're not a good football team right now and you're coming out with what people will call a gimmick, and it's not a gimmick, it's a 100-year anniversary. Stop saying it's a gimmick. It's literally a tradition. I think I knew that it wouldn't be favorable, and tell the president and CEO of everything you do that we already knew that.
Yeah, well, look, I think, I think it.
I like it.
I don't think it's as bad as what I thought it was going to be. They're going to grow on the fans. I really believe that. And look, I haven't seen, I was looking to see if we had a press release that was sent to us this morning. That's why I'm looking at my phone. Do they say when the uniforms are going to be worn?
Yes. Yes, they do. Hold on. I have it here.
Oh, okay.
Giants will be wearing the new uniforms at the Dexter Lawrence Celebrity Softball Game Saturday, May 18th at Clover Stadium in Pomona, New York. That's right here.
Very good.
I have it written.
But I heard you ran out of jerseys, so now you got to keep pumping them out.
I mean, look, I hope they stick to their word. I know things are subject to change, but if everything goes right, they'll be wearing them on Saturday.
That's a good
scoop. Could you imagine if I had enough like vision after all the things that came out about the jersey to do something like that as the jersey? Oh my God. I didn't have enough, you know, I don't have enough, you know, to do that, but oh, that would have been unbelievable. You want to see a jersey?
If you were able a jersey from the game? Absolutely.
Yeah, the game.
So let's see. What does it say? It says up to the team will wear it for up to two games, but it hasn't been determined as to which games they're going to wear. Look, I think they're going to wear them. It's going to be Thursday night against the Cowboys.
That's correct.
And then I think they'll hold them for the Colts game, which is going to be played either on the date or the day after. What? The greatest game ever played was in December 28th. That game is either going to be the Saturday or the Sunday.
You know what? I would go with the Colts game as well. Why not? So here's my big jersey reveal for the Dexter.
Here's the jersey reveal for the Sexy Dexy game.
That's so funny. You got two reveals today, man. You got two reveals. So.
All right. That's good.
Little patch action.
Nice. Tyler Newbin will be in attendance.
101 will be in attendance.
Nice.
Oh, we lost one.
What'd you say?
We lost one. It was 102 yesterday. Yeah,
we lost one. Don't worry. We'll gain two back.
I know. I have no doubt. All right. So there's all the jerseys. Obviously, Joe and I will see all the reaction, and I'm sure we'll be hearing about it for weeks on end because, you know, you can't talk about, you know, football, you know, 24/7. But let's talk about the week. And before we go into other things about the schedule and stuff like that, Joe, I've been with you since the beginning of the celebrity softball games that you've done in Rockland County and your neck of the woods. It was first the Landon Collins, or actually the first time you were involved really had nothing to do with the Giants, right? I mean, you were there for the home run derbies when Odell was involved with the Rockland Boulders and stuff like that. So that's kind of where some of this stuff was hatched. At least that's how I remember you starting to talk about it. But now we go Saturday, Dexter Lawrence. And I feel I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Brandon Jacobs, because I know he doesn't, you know, ask to have his name on the banners or anything else like that. But Brandon Jacobs, this is as much Brandon Jacobs's game and Joe Ruback's game as it is any other current player. And that's not to disrespect Dexter. That's just the matter of the way the game has come to be. You're now 48 hours away or so. You know, people will be watching this, listening to the show going into Saturday. What is Joe Ruback? And I say that because people view you, I see you as two different people. You're a license plate guy to a lot of people, but I know you as Joe Ruback, you know, a friend and a fan. But you're a promoter here. I mean, this is really a huge nut to crack here to do this game. What's running through your mind here? What is this like, you know, 48 hours or less heading into Saturday?
It's extremely difficult. It really is. You know, I know it's going to be great because the last four times great and raised a ton of money for charity. So at the end of the day, that's what's most important. But, you know, sitting up at 2 a.m., you know, wondering if you ordered enough porta potties for the tailgate, is not the greatest thing to feel at 2 a.m. every single morning. So it's really hard to have to do things from point A to point Z. And you're 100% right with what you said. Things don't get done without help. Things definitely don't get done without sponsors. You cannot run a $100,000 event like this without getting sponsors. So hats off to everybody that is involved with that. And if you see those guys at the game or you see the signs, you know, make sure you thank them. That's a given. It doesn't get done without the wives, to be honest with you. You know, you're first and foremost that would know that anyway. But if I didn't have Kim Jacobs and I didn't have Donna, Dex's fiance, we can't pull it off. It's funny because both of these guys, especially, you know, Brandon, I asked him a few, you know, 6, 7, 8 years ago, hey, do you want to get in on this game? And he's like, yes. As soon as he says yes, I'm like, okay, I'll never talk to you again. I'll call Kim in about 5 minutes. And it's true. It's really true. But it is hard to pull off. It's hard to get everything in order. It's hard to get all the former guys in, plan their flights, plan their car service to and from the airport, plan the hotel stay, plan the car service to and from the facility. It's hard, and I'm not complaining because I know at the end it's going to be fantastic and we raise a lot of money for charity.
Look, you and I wanted to talk about it. It's sexydexygame.com, right?
Correct. Don't leave off the game because I did it. It's not good.
Well, sexydexygame.com. You can go and get tickets. They're selling fast, so I'm sure you can go. I assume you'd be able to go right up until on Saturday if you decide to go. If you want to go, you can buy tickets, right?
Right. It's a little different this year. Every year you try and learn from the previous year. And, you know, I'm a big general admission guy. I'm a big trying to keep the tickets down, you know, to 20, 25, 30 bucks because I want a family of four to go. This year is different, though. It's 35 bucks, the cheapest ticket, and you get to pick your section, your row, and your seat number. So it's really like going to a regular game. So the walk-ups, and we've had plenty of those, the walk-ups might not be able to go and get that first 10 rows,
right,
15 rows that they want because it's sold out. Now, look, a stadium fans out from home plate. We kind of like opened up all these sections, but we didn't go past that. But believe it or not, the 2 days ago, we had to open one section. So obviously we're doing very well in ticket sales. I keep saying it's a sellout, but I guess you could keep opening up sections. But if you really think about it, we had sold out where we set up, and that's very important to me. And if you're a Giants fan and you miss this, I don't understand.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I mean, when you look at the sheer numbers, I mean, now you're at 101, and that number is obviously going to keep changing going into Saturday. Guys have plans. Who wasn't in town and now is in town and wants to come by. So we know your phone's going to be blowing up, you know, over the next couple of days for guys wanting to come in. I wanted to talk to you, and you and I had talked about this months ago, the idea of the current team is one thing. Look, the current team, for the most part, even though they're voluntary workouts, are in the area. The guys are here. They've got Dex walking around the locker room saying, hey, you coming to my game on Saturday? Those guys are coming. So you have pretty much a split. I mean, give or take, it's probably half former players, half current players, right? I mean, we can go 60-40. However it is, that's what it is.
60-40 current.
Yeah. So take me through the idea. Now, this isn't just making calls to a former player that you knew, that you got close to. It was a guy who was on the team but wasn't necessarily the big star. What is that process like from a promotion standpoint to get a former player to be a part of this event? It's for charity, and you'd like to say, oh, well, you know, everybody wants to do for charity, but a lot of these guys do charitable events all over the country. They're coming from all over the country. They're coming from different cities. So I give you the credit. I'd like to say that Brandon Jacobs and Dexter Lawrence being part of this will be the allure for some guys. For you, take me. I'm somewhere. I played on the, let's say I played on the Super Bowl 42 team, or even not, I played the year before, so I didn't win the Super Bowl with the Giants. How do you go about getting that player's commitment to come to this game? Because I think everybody, you know, admires the effort and what's being able to put together this weekend. I mean, I don't know if the Giants could get 100 current and former players to come to an event. How do you go about that? And how has that changed over the last couple of years?
It's such a difficult question because, I mean, I guess it has to start with relationships. And, you know, if I was some fan out of the blue calling or emailing you, you'd be like, who are you? But thank goodness I do have relationships. They do remember that crazy guy with the license plates behind the bench and this, that. They have spoken to me on social media. So it has to start with the relationship. I don't think I could pull it all off if they didn't know me from a hole in the wall. But you talk about someone like, all right, let's talk. Madison Hedgecock is coming. Okay. That's a good one to use because I don't think Madison Hedgecock has been back here since winning the Super Bowl. All right. Since the parade, Madison walked off into the sunset. So I call someone like him and he's like, yeah, what's good? Yeah, you wish to wear the plate, you know, whole thing. And then, you know, you try and talk him into the game and, you know, don't you want to come back and hang with your brothers again and the Super Bowl champions? And you kind of pull on the heartstring when it comes to that note. And then of course you bring in the charity piece and that's big and 100% will go to charity. And, you know, whether they care or not, I think they should, but whether they care or not, that comes and goes. But then you say, look, I'd rather you not have to spend any of your money. So I'll fly you in. I'll get you a car service to and from the game. I'll put you up at the hotel. You have breakfast, you know, for two mornings. If you come in Friday, if you come in Saturday, you'll have, you know, for Saturday or Sunday morning. And then we'll car service you back and get you back to Madison, get back to your farm. So, you know, a lot of people are very, they jump on board with that. And here's where the problem comes with players. Having that conversation 2 months out is like 10 years out.
Right.
You know, 2 weeks out is 5 years. 2 days before, you know what, I think I'll come to your event. And that's very, very difficult to try and deal with. And then, you know, it's the former Giants, they no longer have their own lives. They're now daddy. They're now taking their kids, their teenage kids to travel games and to soccer and to baseball. And Hines is never going to come because the kids are so darn good in baseball. So it's to maneuver through every piece to get a guy here. And then to walk away knowing that I have 40 to 45 former players coming in for this is mind-boggling to me.
And look, this is not also, and like I said, I don't mean to disrespect guys, especially like a guy like Madison Hedgecock. I mean, someone, the average fan would say, oh, Joe got Madison Hedgecock, big deal. Like maybe you have
Madison Hedgecock fans.
Somebody would say, oh, big deal. You know, whomever you're getting, but you're talking about the cream of the crop too. I mean, there are big names here, you know, Eli Manning confirmed to be here, you know, and I think there were a lot of people, myself included, and I don't even know if you thought this, Joe, when you had the first one, the Landon Collins game, when you had the proceeds going to the Tom Coughlin J Fund, and Eli showed up, and we all remember the reaction. It was like, whoa, Eli's here. And you had his former offensive line, which, you know, those guys are fan legends at this point, even if they're team legends. But the fact that some of these guys are coming back now, I mean, and you had to take a break. I mean, the pandemic forced you to take a break from the game, and now you're coming back. Take me inside for you a little bit. I mean, are you even a little surprised that some of these guys have committed to coming back, or because you're the one who's asking and you get their responses, that you're not surprised that some of these guys are willing to come back again to an event they were at again? Or is it because of the event itself? Do you think that what you've created and help and gotten help from guys who have been involved, but what you've created has, you know, has the allure of getting these guys to come back and be a part of this?
First of all, I thank you for throwing me in there, but I don't think it has not one iota to do with me. You're right. Maybe what I've created, but asking them is not, hey, you want to come to hang out, you know, with license plate guy, you know, that's not it. It's definitely coming back with their teammates. And like you said, I was over the moon when it's Eli Manning in my backyard at Pomona, New York. And then the next year, Tom Coughlin. And then, so it's so awesome that they're coming back. But I truly believe that it's all about the brotherhood. It's all about that ring. It's all about those rings. How many more times do you think these guys are going to get together? How many times do you think you're going to have 30, 40, 50 of these guys in the same room? It's not going to happen very often. Right. You could do a 20-year, a 30-year, a 40-year. How many times are they going to be in the same room for the rest of their life? 10? And that's disgusting to look at it that way, but it is true. So I give them this opportunity. I put this together. And if they want to be a part of it, they could be a part of it. And you're right. I think it's so funny that I use Madison Hedgecock and not a Justin Tuck and not an Eli Manning and not a Brandon Jacobs. I use, like, because I go down the roster and I want the roster to come. You know, right. Burris is going to be there. Tyree is going to be there. You name it, they're coming.
Yeah, you have the roster in front of you. Let's run down.
No. You know what? What am I talking about? Of course I do. Which one? You want? You want the Dex or you want Jacobs?
Well, just run through it. You don't have to give every name, but just guys that are coming that you know that.
Yeah, Burris, Canty, Heinoski, Manning, Tyree, Amukamara, Hedgecock, Tuck, Brandon London, Casillas, Harris, Harry Carson is coming, Leonard Marshall, Jesse Armstead, Andre Williams is making an appearance, Pepper Johnson. You know, so I say Super Bowl 42 and 46, but then I also say in other giant greats. Thoibert and Dockery and Alford, DRC is coming in. Toomer will be here. Ooh. Billy Taylor's on his way. Michael Boley. So it's nonstop. It just keeps going. Right. Phil Sims pulled out. That sucked. I really wanted him to be at this, but he's got something to do with his kids. OC had to pull out. He was here last weekend and here the next weekend. He's, Joe, I can't come in 3 weeks in a row. I'm like, well, tell the NFL, no, come to my game. So, you know, things happen, and that's why it's subject to change. But I'm really pumped up at the former roster.
All right, well, we'll finish up on the game in a little while. I got some fun questions to ask you. I'm gonna start making you pick your favorite Giants to apply to certain tasks, if you will. But
let's go.
Let's talk the schedule at this point, because it comes out. Obviously, you were all over it. And the funny thing about the schedule, I always tell people that, you know, in the beginning of the day, we all hear rumors, we all hear things. And there's a difference between license plate guy and me. License plate guy can put whatever he wants on Twitter and put it out there, and it's probably 99% accurate. But if it's not accurate, he's not going to get the phone to ring and say, his editor saying, hey, why did you get this wrong? Why did you get this game wrong? You know, but, you know, I had, you know, you and I exchanged messages yesterday. I mean, I had the semblance of a schedule, but I couldn't put it all out there until I started getting things confirmed. And that's why it was in dribs and drabs. But let's talk from a fan perspective. I know with the game this week, you probably have not been booking your flights just yet, or knowing you, you probably have in some way, shape, or form.
3 a.m., baby.
Is there a stretch in this game? I mean, in this schedule, the game you're really looking forward to going? Because at this point, you know, I've been to every stadium in the league. You've been to every stadium in the league. You know, you're just not knowing where the team is going to be as far as, you know, are they winning? Are they losing? Is there any of these that popped, and we'll take Germany in a second, but any that popped that you said, you know what, I'm looking forward to that one?
You know me, you know my answer is always going to be Dallas because I absolutely love it. I really do. I can't get enough of going to Dallas. And I'm talking about for everything, the stadium, the people, the food, the barbecue. I really love going to Dallas, but I'm really looking forward to going to Pittsburgh. I love going there. I think the tailgating is incredible. The fans are great. Two oldest teams, you know, two of the oldest teams. I just am definitely looking forward to heading to Pittsburgh. Now, look, Atlanta pops to me. However, when you've been not doing so well and you see going to away games week 16, 17, 18, it doesn't have the same buildup as when you're a good team because you already been so shell-shocked that you're like, oh, I hope, you know, we're in some kind of contention and I'm just not going through the motions the last couple of games. So I really don't get excited about that. So pray to God that Germany wasn't like week 16, 17, 18. Right. Hopefully they're in the hunt of things. They're in the hunt and that's that. So I don't know. I'm definitely looking forward to go to Dallas like I always do, but I think Pittsburgh hits for me.
I hate the Thanksgiving that they're playing on Thanksgiving because Dallas is special outside of Thanksgiving. So I think whenever they play Dallas, it doesn't need to be on a holiday in Jerry World. And, you know, look, Jerry Jones, I mean, outside of my wife and mother-in-law, Jerry Jones throws the best Thanksgiving I've ever been to.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, it's unbelievable in the press box for that.
They just do it right.
You know, it's a tough thing though, you know, for everybody. I know, you know, players are working, but from a fan perspective and, you know, even from a reporter perspective, I know, you know, we don't get too much inside the inner workings and how the sausage is made, but it's tough. It's tough on everybody's families. I mean, I know you deal with it from going to every game and, you know, the way the schedule plays out. Let's talk optimism for this team. Where are you at right now? You're always Mr. Optimistic. What are you thinking in terms of the 2024 Giants where we're sitting?
Double digit wins, baby. They got 10 wins coming. You already knew that.
Yeah.
I'm sticking with my double digit wins like I always do. I think last year I didn't have double digits, but I don't know. I think they surprised some people this year and they come out strong, baby. I'm sticking with it, and that's it. You're not changing my mind.
Preseason. I know this wasn't out there the other day, so I don't know if, you know, if people realized it, but Detroit's coming here for week one. Dan Campbell talked about at the annual meeting in Orlando the idea that they may have joint practices here with the Giants kind of return the favor. So it's nice to have Detroit coming here. Giants have only had one joint practice with another team since I've been on the beat, and that would not Jets here.
Oh, the Jets, that's right, here.
Everyone else has come here.
That's correct.
That's an interesting thing. And then week two is at Houston, but that's the only road trip in the preseason. And then they don't travel again until Washington in week two, and then they have the back-to-back Washington and I guess it was Cleveland. Yeah, Cleveland.
Yeah. I
see right there. So let's, you know, at this point, I'm trying to remember all the things that I said I want to talk to you. Oh, I know what we wanted to talk about.
We have a game to play.
Yeah. We'll play that game just for a second. Hard Knocks, or as you are calling it,
Soft Knocks.
Soft Knocks with the New York Giants. The off-season edition, and I can tell you, I was sitting there on the laptop yesterday, and when that popped yesterday morning, an email from HBO and Max to get the idea that logo with the Giants and Hard Knocks, my first reaction, which I ended up tweeting, was, this is stunning news. The Giants are doing Hard Knocks, and the reason I said that is because, Joe, you've heard it. John Mara has said on multiple occasions,
yep,
tongue in cheek,
yep, but,
you know, pretty serious topic. He actually joked and he said, you know, John, when are the Giants going to agree to do Hard Knocks? He said, when I'm lying next to my father in the Gator Heaven Cemetery, that's when it'll happen. So basically over my dead body. And yet the Giants were on Hard Knocks. Now, what we've come to realize, as you said, it's Soft Knocks, not Hard Knocks. Off-season from January to July, it's not training camp. So as a fan, when you learned of that in between classes yesterday, what was your reaction, you know, through the whole, you know, 3 minutes when you figured out what was actually going on?
No, I'm going to give myself – I don't ever give myself credit. I'm giving myself credit for this one. I immediately saw off-season, immediately. So I knew it wasn't the same. I saw that, and I was like, this is awesome. Inside, I was like, okay, I did the same thing. It's Hard Knocks, this, that, but what does that mean? What does that mean? So I didn't go bananas. I also had John Mara staying over my dead body. But then you have the angel and the devil. It's like, yeah, but by contract in the NFL, they got to do it eventually. They ain't going to do it. Yeah. So I knew that it had to be something. But I wanted to know what that was. And it obviously, like you said, 3 minutes later, you know, everybody knew. Now, hold on a second. Let's not like toss that aside like it's nothing. I'm really excited to watch this. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, well, this is going to suck because it's not the real deal and you don't have any players involved. And I want to see the inner works. I want to see what goes on. I want to see how your draft board gets put together. I want to see what happened, you know, with some coaches here and there if they show it. So I'm very intrigued and I can't wait.
I think that's the biggest question is that, you know, look, the Giants are always going to be accused of, and some of it is earned and some of it is unfair. The idea that, you know, the Giants aren't going to let anything out there and they're not going to show you, you know, anything. So if you expect to see Wink Martindale storming out of Brian Daboll's office on
you're not going to see it.
it's not, you know, I would be absolutely shocked if Wink Martindale's even mentioned, other than a passing comment of, you know, maybe the hiring of Shane Bowen, and maybe we see some things about guys coming in for interviews and that kind of thing. I think it'll be heavy on the combine and it'll be heavy on the Senior Bowl. I think it'll be heavy on how, like you said, putting their draft together. Joe Shane was mentioned as essentially the central figure here. So this is a Joe Shane led production in terms of what they're going to do personnel wise, the decisions that they made. You know, look, are we going to see their reaction when the news breaks that Saquon Barkley is signing with the Eagles?
I think so.
I hope so.
I think we are going to. Yeah, you know, I think we're going to see that. I think, you know, it's going to be Dable and Shane, and, you know, Shane's going to be pulling up in a truck, and, you know, he's going to be having his coffee, and he says hello to the security guard. He gets in. Oh yeah, we knew that was going to happen yesterday. Damn it, blah blah. We're going to see all that. I can't wait.
Yeah, I mean, I think that'll happen. And we didn't mention before with the schedule, week 7, Saquon and the Eagles come to MetLife. So, you know, circle that one on the calendar. I'm sure there are a lot.
Hey, I put out a picture yesterday that I had found on the internet, and it was Dexter Lawrence tackling, and, you know, Saquon Barkley as an Eagle. And I wrote for a 2-yard loss. Look, if you are still mad at Saquon Barkley, you hate him. Everybody's entitled to their opinions, no problem. But that guy is going to absolutely ball out. He's probably going to have 2,000 freaking yards for the Eagles, and I hope he gets negative 10 versus the Giants. That's it. I mean, that's it. There's no reason to have ill will. You know, I hope he has an illustrious Hall of Fame career over there, and he doesn't get over 1 yard versus the Giants in any game. That's it.
If there's one game this year that you want to win before we get into the other fun questions, what is that game?
Yeah, it's good. It's definitely the Eagle game. it's the Eagle game for so many reasons. You know, and Barkley just puts the icing on the cake. I mean, you know, I say this every single year, the hatred towards the East, Dallas and the Eagles, it's always going to be Dallas. However, the new wave of fans and the new, I guess, how good the Eagles have been, it's kind of like equal. Yeah. It used to be a runaway for the Cowboys. And I always called that kind of like generational. Like my dad would be like, yes, we hate the Eagles, but number one on that list is always going to be the Cowboys. So, you know, I don't know. I look at it that way. And I definitely want to beat the Dallas Cowboys, but that Eagle game with Saquon, number one game home at Giant State at MetLife. I want him dead. I want him gone. I want him buried.
All right, we're going to have a little fun. We're just going to keep the player pool, your choices, to guys you know are coming on Saturday. So that's only fair. You know, you're not coming. You're not going to get in Joe's, you know, good graces as far as this game goes. So, all right, I'm going to go with my standard first one. Joe Ruback's got to be stranded on an island somewhere. He's got three Giants, current or former, to pick that he wants with him. Who are they?
All right, well, I'm glad you said current or former because, you know, I my number one pick is Leonard Williams because I'm not going in that shark-infested water and coming out with food every day, but he is. So I am 1,000% going with Leonard Williams.
And he would be here Saturday, so we'll give him a little bit of a pass, knowing that, you know, he and Dex are boys. I mean, he's got to be in Seattle, so.
He is upset, best friends, and they still are best friends, and he is terribly sorry that he has to miss it. I think I'd go with Brandon Jacobs for just comedy purposes. It would be between him and Jihad Ward, but I think I'll stick with Brandon. And obviously, if I got into any trouble with kind of animals – while Leonard's out fishing somewhere, I think Brandon will take care of it. The third one, I got one. Eli Manning, just because when we got rescued, you know, it'd be a big deal.
He'll bring the Frank Red's hot and the Corona, and then you can.
Actually, it'd be Eli Manning because for some reason, stranded on a desert island, I'd still make it on to the Eli Manning show.
Well, I don't know if Eli and Sean O'Hara can be at two different places at the same time.
That's true. Yeah. Sean might have to take a break.
All right, Mr. Pickleball, you got a pickleball tournament to play next weekend, in theory, and the winner of the doubles side gets $1 million. Pick one giant that you want to be your partner to win that $1 million.
Current or former?
Anybody who's going to be there on Saturday.
Oh, anybody's. Oh, man. I think I'm going to go with a current because I need someone that's in shape and it's going to run around the court. And believe it or not, I have a new player that I play pickleball with. And it's Mills. The Green Goblin.
Jalen Mills.
Correct. And Mills plays pickleball. So since it's $4 million and I don't know if anybody else can play and Mills is a player and he's going to be there Saturday. That's my partner, baby.
Oh, it's pretty good. The Green Goblin. I love the
Green Goblin.
We have Spider Burns with Brian Burns.
And true. I don't know if he plays though. And it's $1 million on the line, bro. I'm not just taking the damn guess.
I'm a big, big Marvel guy, you know, and then you got rookies talking about how they know New York City from swinging through on Spider-Man video.
Exactly.
Games. Great.
Wait till you see my Burns jersey. It's awesome.
Oh, I could only imagine. You would think on the day of jersey reveals, you would have packed them in a bag and come and shown. That's the only one that works.
That's the only thing I care about till Sunday.
Yeah. All right. We know you are a license plate guy. We know how the license plate tradition started. At least I know the Jai One Ants and from your mom, obviously, and you know, just why don't you wear it to the game? And you hung it around your neck and a tradition was born. Outside of that one, because I know that one has the most memories, what is your favorite license plate story outside of that one?
Wow. Okay. I have several, but I'm just gonna go with this one because it's the first one that popped up into my head. You know, you could take a million pictures with the plates and I even got to put it around Eli Manning's neck at Madame Tussauds. Let's not get crazy. I even was able to put it out on several stadiums from the front row all the way, and it reaches past the bench. So all those stories are pretty awesome. But I think I'm going to go with this. Years back, I got a plate in the mail, and it was from two daughters. And they had asked me on social media if they could send it to me, obviously, and I said yes. And the letter that they wrote me was, this was our dad's plate, and it was Giants from Texas, and I still have it, obviously. And he passed away. And, you know, who better than to carry on his tradition than you? So, you know, that popped into my head when you first asked me that, which is kind of funny because I would have thought that it would have been a more positive or more entertaining story. But being license plate guy, you know, having that pseudo celebrity status, which doesn't even get me a free slice of pizza, but to be able to interact with the giant fan base and get plates and stories like that, that means more to me than that slice of pizza.
Yeah, and you and I have talked about one day kind of sitting down and doing a story on that. So we
will on every plate. Yep.
I think that would be some story to try to, you know, and like you said, though, the plates early on, it's not like you registered stories behind them. I mean, a lot of this is your recollection in terms of, you know, in recent years, you've gotten letters with plates, but
yeah.
In the early days, it wasn't like you said, oh, this is going to be something that, you know, 20 years from now, I'm going to be, you know, talking yeah. about being
asked. In the very early days, I got a couple plates from Giants management. And one guy was like, can you not have your mail delivered here? And I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I don't tell them to send it to, you know, Giant Stadium. That's a true story, too, by the way.
That is very good. Very good. All right. You got to wait. You have one play to win the Super Bowl. You could be on offense or you could be on defense. Again, players who will be there on Saturday. What play are you calling? Who are you relying on to win you the ultimate Super Bowl? Again, it could be on offense or defense. A guy who's going to stop a play or a guy who's going to make the play. If it's on offense, if you want to pick a couple guys, feel free.
No, I got the perfect answer for you. So, you know, given that my celebrity softball game is this Saturday, it's a tie game. There's only a couple of seconds left. And the opposing team, Philadelphia Eagles, they have the ball. And they're ready to throw a Hail Mary to win the game. And out of nowhere, Dexter Lawrence comes from behind, sacks the quarterback, picks up the ball, and run 67 yards for a touchdown. The Giants win the game, baby. And then he just gives the ball up for charity at the Dexter Lawrence Celebrity Softball Game, which is Saturday, May 18th. And everybody is happy.
That is great. All right, I got one more question. And this one was provided by my wife, Mary, who you know, and you know,
she could sit wherever she wants at the game already. Stop asking me.
Yeah. She wanted to know, what's your favorite regular season moment in Giants history? Because you've got a lot of playoff ones that you've been at. We know the oh my god guy with the Tyree catch and everything else in 46. Yeah. You have a regular season moment that you go back to and you think of and you say, you know what? This is why I go to games. This is
what an amazing question from an amazing woman, but it's so unfair because I'm 40 something years at home. Haven't missed a game. I'm 24. This will be my 24th year going to every game home and away. There's been, you know, I'm not, what's his name over there in LA who McVay that knows all, you know, everybody, you know, I'm not him. But you know what? I'll give you the first one that popped into my head. I remember sitting there when George Martin tipped the pass from Elway and rumbled down the field and tried to give it to Taylor, or Taylor tried to take it. And then he was like, you just keep it, and, you know, rumbling and stumbling into the end zone and tackled by Lawrence Taylor. And that was a regular season game versus the Denver Broncos, and I'll never forget it.
Okay, that's a good answer. It's
one. I mean, there's a million of them, but that popped into my head.
Right, right. Is there one game that this is an add-on for me, and then I'll let you go?
Yes, 17-0.
I'm going to get back to work. 17-0.
That was the Washington game with the swirling wind, and the Giants haven't been in the playoffs, and I can't tell you how long. It was the fans were up on their feet, and it was freezing, and I've never seen trash like that before, just swirling around the stadium. And Washington couldn't do anything. It was one of the greatest experiences I've ever had at a home game before.
I was going to say, what's the one moment that you could point to that made you want to keep coming back? I know your relationship with your dad being at the games, and that was a huge part of it. But when was the moment when you said to yourself, I can't miss this?
I'll go back to the 86 season because, you know, I'm just a teenager in school. And, you know, when you're in school, when you're 15, 16 years old and you lose, it's your life's over. So, you know, you can't go to school the next day after your team lost. What are you kidding me? So I think it was, you know, that winning when I was not me, the Giants winning when I was a teenager, that was it. Then I never wanted to miss another game and I always wanted to be on top.
That's what's missing from this fan base. The teenagers have not had the experience.
They don't know what it is.
They've been beaten down by all the losing. That's why, you know, everyone wants to say, oh, social media is toxic. And that's where it's because teenagers that are Giants fans,
they don't know
what, and they're tired of listening to history because they didn't live it. It's just a history lesson. And, you know, they don't want to sit in a class and learn about history. That's why the 100th season to me is so important for people who are fans who want to be a part of this for what they're doing. All right, 100%. Last pitch. I know you got to get to class, but last pitch, sexydexygame.com on Saturday. Make your pitch. How special is this going to be?
It's going to be amazing. Look, I'm picking the current team. Brandon's going to be so mad at me. I'm picking the current team. The former guys are getting older. Hamstrings are bound to pop. I'm not on the current team. I'm picking the current over the former. It's going to be amazing. Get your tickets at sexydexygame.com. Parking lot opens at 12 o'clock for tailgate. Gates open at 2:30, dodgeball at 5, home run derby at 6, game at 7. Look, Landon and I have raised over $100,000 for charity. I've never reached the 50 mark with him. I think I'm already at the 50 mark or close to it. I think I'm at 40-something thousand. And I really hope some fans, you know, pack that stadium because I really want to get over the 50,000 mark to donate for charity.
Joe Ruback, as always, you are all in, and we are all in, too. We had the jersey reveal, schedule, everything about the Sexy Dexy game. Joe, I will see you on Saturday. Thanks for joining us, and to the people listening and watching at home, thanks for being all in. We're all in. We'll talk to you on Saturday.
Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.